Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
20 minutes away from playing Beat the Bank.
Yay!
Yesterday, Nolan... that's not yesterday, was it? I don't think I have my yesterday once.
Nolan?
But we did have a couple winners yesterday.
Oh, yeah, we had Margarita.
Margarita, that's yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, her apartment flooded, remember?
Right.
And she walked away with like $630.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a second winner as well. Yeah, I remember correctly. I remember her
very
name.
Very good.
We had winners. Right, thank you, Al.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll play in 20 minutes. Sign up at KidNation.com. Only have to do it once, so if you already did it, don't worry about that. And let's get to Feel Good Friday.
And that should make you feel good. And that should make you feel good. And that should make you feel good.
These are the calls we want to get on a Friday because we want to feel good going into the weekend.
Yeah, we want to share in what you're feeling good.
Yeah. You know, why not? Why not go into it smiling? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got a couple text messages here.
Okay.
You know, it's a good one when they say, please don't say my name.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry.
All right.
My parents are going out of town this weekend. I'm having a party. You be careful with your party.
You be careful with your party.
You gotta hope the neighbors don't tell. That's what happened to me when my parents went out of town.
Or one of your friends puts a hole in the wall, right, Jenna?
Put a hole in the wall. One of them was caught peeing his initials in the snow.
Ew.
Uh-huh.
And my neighbors came over and told my parents when they got back in town.
Look at that.
I never was brave enough to try that.
Never.
I never was.
I'll go to a party.
Yeah.
All day long.
And now with social media, I mean, how can people keep a secret nowadays?
Yeah. Right.
Then I think it would have been tough for me to have a party in like a 600 square foot apartment that we lived in.
Yeah.
I don't think many people could have come. I got to meet three of my favorite authors today at TLA conference. That's the Texas Librarian Association.
Okay.
I'm so excited because authors are librarian rock stars.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Okay. There's so many cool things that we don't know about. That people get excited, like super excited about.
Yeah.
Have you been to the library lately?
No, is it super cool?
It's a fun thing you should do with your kids. It really is. Emma Kelly loves it.
Yeah. I remember
and
she
the librarians,
to...
they really love it when a kid loves it because they get excited.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody in here loves this.
Yeah.
And they have so much stuff to do during the summer.
I love the smell of the books in the library.
Yeah. You need to go, you need to check out your local library, people.
We will. I remember just getting the card made you feel like an adult.
Oh,
that's a big deal for a kid getting their own library card. Yeah.
Let's go with Marcus. What's up, Marcus?
Good morning.
Good morning. You sound excited.
Shout out from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Kelly.
Holla.
Yeah.
Holla. How's the morning show doing?
Doing good.
Great. Not as good as you.
Right?
You sound great.
I'm doing great.
Why are you
I'm
doing
electrician.
Great?
I'm electrician. I work for Grand Strand Water and Sewer, and I just got off of a two-week call, and I feel good.
My man.
And you're not on call this weekend, huh?
No, sir.
All right.
Oh, so you can do whatever you
want.
So what are you going to do?
I'm just going to chill out with the family. I got in-laws in from Virginia, and we're just going to have some fun.
Good.
Oh, you get along with the in-laws, huh?
Yes, sir.
My man.
Eat some boiled peanuts for me.
There you go.
My girlfriend Tommy Jean posted a picture of boiled peanuts yesterday. I'm like, oh, I need some boiled peanuts.
Maybe Marcus can get you some this weekend. So
I haven't acquired a taste for those yet.
I didn't have to acquire it.
I think I like it.
First one I put in my mouth, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
This is South Carolina.
That's right.
We do it in a different way. We are Southern people.
Enjoy your weekend, Marcus. Thanks for calling. Let's go. Jason, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You're great.
Why are you feeling good?
So I'm feeling good because I got into the master's program that I had applied for.
Ooh. Master's in what?
Yeah, so it's in counseling.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'm pretty excited about it. I've been working at it for a lot of years. So it's
good for you, man. Congratulations.
Congrats. How long is it going to take you?
3 years.
3 years.
For a double master's, actually.
Wow. Double master's.
I think you may be too smart to listen to us.
Yeah.
No way. Smartest radio show in the morning, right?
That's right, sir. Right.
Yeah.
You heard it from Jason.
Jason, double master recipient.
He knows.
Thanks, Jason. Let's go with Lindsay here. Lindsay's having a nice weekend ahead of her. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. What you up to this weekend?
I'm actually going shopping for some shoes because my best friend, Kelsey, is getting married next week, and I am her matron of honor.
Yay.
Oh.
So I'm going to get my rehearsal dinner dress and some shoes, and I'm super excited.
Yay!
Shoes.
So the girls that are in the wedding, they pay for the wedding dresses, or does the bride herself?
Every once in a while, if the bride's rich, she'll pay for the dresses, but usually it's on you.
Yeah.
Expensive. We had to buy them ourselves.
Yeah.
And then you never wear the dress again, right?
Oh my God.
No, they always say, yeah, you can cut it shorter and wear it again. And I've been in 3 weddings and I haven't ever worn the dresses again.
No. What about the shoes? Do you ever wear the shoes again?
Yeah, well, actually, my dress is long, and so I'm not even going to be able to, you know, see the shoes. So I'm definitely going to get some comfortable ones that I can wear again.
Yeah.
Yeah, good call.
Nice.
Well, have fun.
Shoes.
Also, I wanted to shout out to Kelly because we are birthday twinsies.
Yay!
Oh, happy belated.
Yeah, happy belated birthday.
Big Al, I'd like an invite to her, you know, her birthday party next year. So maybe I could come and, you know, say hey to Kelly.
You are invited.
Oh, we're doing it again?
Right now. Yes.
Oh, I thought we were done with that.
No,
that was the big one.
No.
You know?
Lifetime contract.
We just decided we're doing another one.
Oh, man.
And you make sure you call next year and you're getting in for free, okay?
Oh, I'm calling, and my husband is going to be so excited. He always says, if we ever go there, we are going to Big Al's Bar. We have to go there. I just hope he's there. He loves you.
All right, well, you're in next year.
What's your husband's name?
Adam.
Adam, what's up, dog?
You guys are the first people on the list for next year. There you go.
Yep, you are.
Yeah.
Have fun at the wedding and
you're
shopping
on the list.
Shoes.
I'm not even on the list for next year yet.
Just Lindsay and Adam.
I don't know the date yet, but it's done.
All right, we'll see you next year.
Just decided.
Hey, Zach, you feeling good for your wife?
Yes, sir. We had a baby the end of her first semester in dental hygiene school, and she's been busting hump the past 2 years. Passed her boards, got an interview this week, job the same day.
Oh,
wow.
Awesome.
Does she always get on you for not brushing your teeth?
Well, typically she makes me get up and brush my teeth, so I guess, yeah. The flossing thing is what we're, you know, working on now, flossing every day.
Gosh, I go through phases.
We'll
good. Yeah, that's tough to do.
The floss.
Yeah, I'll do it for a few weeks and then
I
stop.
Right, just,
and then whenever you cut the string too short and then you're like, I don't want to get more.
Oh, you got to get those individual ones.
Yeah, get the
in the baggie.
The sticks.
That's what I do. Yeah.
That's what I need to get. Because I've been using my nails a lot lately. I know, it's gross.
Flossing with your nails.
Yeah, you haven't done it. You just bite it off.
I know how it's done, yes.
I feel like that gets it off probably better, but the dentist tells me that's awful. So I should probably listen to them.
You have dirty fingernails. Yeah.
I wash my hands at least twice a day.
At least.
At least. Hi, Yvonne.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
So why are you feeling good today?
I'm feeling good today because next Friday, I retire from the Marine Corps after 20 years of service.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
It's been a privilege and an honor. Hey, JC.
Yeah?
Zuniga, Mexican, and I'm from Texas.
Right. I'm Mexicana Marina.
Mexicana Marina, exactamente.
So is your family giving you a big party? What are you doing to mark the occasion?
Well, actually, my family is coming here, aunts, uncles, moms, a few from Mexico. I have friends from Rome where I've been stationed flying in. It's going to be a huge thing. And I'm having a retirement party in the morning. And that evening, I'm having my wedding party because when I got married last year, it was just me and my husband because that's all he wanted. But now it's like going to be the whole thing.
Wow. Look at that.
Look
wow, double celebration. Wow. Well deserved.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Yvonne.
Thanks again for your service.
Thank you so much. That's so cool.
Yeah, she can call back next week.
That's
today
right.
I'm retired.
Yeah. Right? Right?
We're sending all the good mujeres up here is what we're doing.
Mujeres?
Mujeres.
I went to Isla Mujeres. What does Mujeres mean?
Women.
I went to the island of women?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's right, Kelly. Did you have fun?
Yes. When we went.
Take a pirate boat over there. That's
Isla Mujeres.
Uh-huh.
If I'm remembering, that's right off Cancun, right?
Yeah.
You fly into Cancun and you take the boat over to Isla Mujeres.
Yeah.
There was a big cocaine bust.
Really?
Nice.
Yes.
Ooh,
and they only let you get around the island on golf carts. They don't have cars because it's a little island. And so around the middle of the island, there were guards. We had to drive from where we were staying to the main beach in the golf cart. And there were armed guards standing every few feet because they were burning all the cocaine. I guess they wanted to make it a big, you can't have cocaine because we're going to destroy it symbol, I guess. I don't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wow.
Isla Mujeres.
Look at that.
The island of cocaine.
No, it is.
Island of women.
You know. Just happened to find some cocaine there, that's all.
This is brought to you by the tourism board for Isla Mujeres.
A long time ago.
Island of cocaine.
I'm sure it's all cleaned up now.
It's a fun island, though.
Yeah.
It's on Vanilla Ice over there.
Apparently it's really fun. Now they're having a blast over there.
Yeah, big cocaine for it.
Yeah. Hey, Homer. Homer.
Homer.
Omar.
There you go.
Hey, we have to talk
Omar.
To you.
Oh, Omar. I'm sorry.
Oh, well,
Omar.
Omar.
Omar. Oh, sorry, dude.
Yeah, sorry, we have Homer.
Morning. How y'all doing?
Yeah, sorry about that, Omar.
Yeah. Omar. Yeah, yeah. No, I know. I feel the goodest out of everybody this morning.
Why you feel the goodest?
No, after month, after month, after month of waiting for some results, I got the call that I've been waiting for forever, and actually fell on 420, but anyways, I am not the father.
Shout out, my brother.
Well, congratulations, buddy.
Yeah. Are you going to be on Mari or anything?
Yeah, I'm done.
What was that? No, I hope not. No, that's
not the fun.
This was just off to the side.
Wow.
No more coverage.
Wow.
How does that feel? I've never had that phone call before.
No, it's you are not the other way.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, I love you, Omar.
That's awesome.
That was great.
Let's celebrate. Let's get a beer tonight, dog.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm headed down there.
Come on through. We're getting a beer. All right.
Gosh.
We'll get Omar's number, Al, so you and Omar could be homies.
He
can give you tips. Hey, we got a Beat the Bank. Three names are going to be announced. If you signed up at KidNation.com, make sure you have your phone handy because we're calling them out next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time for round one of Beat the Bank. We play now, and we'll play an hour from now. So if you don't get called this hour, still got a chance today. We have three names. First one in gets to play. You have 10 minutes. They don't call back. We open it up for everyone else. Kelly, would you like to do the honors this hour?
Okay, here we go. Sorry. Jarrett Lightfoot, Trish LeBlanc, and Megan McNulty. Megan McNulty, Trish LeBlanc, and Jarrett Lightfoot. Those are the three names we are looking for. The first one to call back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK. It gets to play Beat the Bank. You got 10 minutes to do it. After that, if none of them call in, it's open for everybody.
Boom. We have some new music hitting us today.
All right.
We'll get to that in a second, but there's a little controversy with Harry Styles.
What
controversy?
How dare you people go at Harry Styles?
He's too pretty to have controversy.
Right. Are you going
to
talk about the boycott?
Which boycott?
I heard some One Direction fans were trying to start a boycott.
Why?
Against his new album.
Really?
It doesn't come out until the beginning of May.
Are they mad because it's taking too long?
Because there's songs about Kendall Jenner.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know.
See, Jenna's always got the inside scoop with the music.
No, I really love Harry. I'm upset.
So he played the new song on Saturday Night Live this past weekend, the one Ever Since New York.
Mm-hmm.
And people think he ripped off a band from the 70s called Badfinger. And their song, Baby Blue. Here's Harry's song. He's playing guitar.
Everything, yeah.
Does it sound like it's from the 70s? Of course.
Yes,
but
everything.
That's Harry.
So did the last song he said. It's not like
ground control.
Everything
to
sounded like that. That was
sound. But he's
retro.
He's heavily influenced maybe by that music.
Yeah. He is. He really is.
Is he going to be sued for stealing?
You tell me. Here's Badfinger. Baby Blue.
I regret. This isn't the one I would do. Special love I had for you. There's other songs that he sounds more like.
Right.
Yeah, maybe play Harry's song again. Maybe that part. That
go
part.
Up and down the charts in the 70s. And that's half the song,
everything,
half the music.
Yeah, a lot of
that little guitar riff like that.
Team Harry on this one.
Harry. Well, I mean, he's heavily influenced by that, and that's great. But I feel like I'm living a flashback listening to his stuff.
Yeah.
I love it.
Which is cool. Because it's cool Harry Styles playing us the music from back in the day. Yeah. Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son, he announced on Twitter that he's starting a rock band with his sister Willow, who had that hit song, I Whip My Hair Back and Forth, of course.
Yeah.
And also his girlfriend, Odessa. So
shout out, Odessa. Midland, Odessa.
Yeah. Here's a preview of Jaden Smith's new band with Willow and Odessa.
She need to go back to whipping her hair back and forth.
We could have gotten better audio, right?
Man.
Yeah, maybe
your dad's Will Smith. Yeah.
You would think.
That just sounds like when your kids just pick up the instrument and start strumming it. See, now that's a jam right there.
Jam right there.
You know what? You just don't understand. You don't understand.
No one understands.
I don't even know what he's saying.
How old are they now, Willow and Jaden?
Jaden's got to be 20.
They don't deal with age. Age is a state of mind.
He's 18.
He's way too deep for me.
18?
Which one was it that kind of got a little controversy going when they were on the bed?
Jaden.
Was it Jaden?
No. Willow with her boyfriend?
Yeah.
That one dude that was on Hannah Montana?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember we did a story about it. Like, partially dressed or maybe no shirt on.
Yeah, I think
something.
It was Rico from Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
And, so it was Willow then.
And then Willow, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're like cuddling. But he was older. Yeah. Like, way older.
Yeah.
And she was not.
Yeah.
She was like 13.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's.
Yeah.
Hollywood kids do it different, I guess.
Yeah.
Very mellow today, Kelly? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, now to the
new
music.
I don't have a lot of opinions on the Smith family.
No?
You're not a fan?
They're just weird.
There's
the only thing I really did get from Jada Pinkett Smith, which I think was a brilliant parenting tip.
Uh-huh.
She required, and I forget the exact number, but she required her children to drink like 6 bottles of water a day. Had to drink it. And then after that, they could drink whatever else they wanted.
Okay.
Fruit juice or soda or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But they had to drink 6 bottles. And I guess she would just lay them out on the counter. And I thought that was a great parenting tip. It's like, yeah, you can drink whatever you want. Chocolate milk, your Kool-Aid, whatever. But you got to drink this water first.
That's smart.
Every day.
And then you can have your juice.
Yeah. And
your
by then,
soda.
You're probably not that thirsty for it.
Yeah,
but
true.
I mean, I thought that was a really smart, healthy tip.
See, look at that.
Yeah.
It raises up rock star children.
Yeah.
There it is. I thought that was Justin Bieber, if you ask me. Now to the new music. Shawn Mendes, he's got a new song out today. There's Nothing Holding Me Back. You want to hear the hook?
Yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions.
I love Shawn Mendes. His song, Mercy.
It's a jam, yeah.
Look at this thing. Remember when he came in here when he had just started?
Mm-hmm.
He was all nervous. And now he's a superstar. And a guy that last time we talked to him, he said he wanted to work with Shawn Mendes. We're like, hey, if you could do a song with anybody right now in music, who would it be? Charlie Puth said he wanted to do a song with Shawn Mendes, and I think they're going on tour now together.
Yeah, they are. Charlie's going to join him this summer on the Illuminate World Tour. So Charlie's going to join in on July 6th, and they're going all across the country and Canada through the end of August. So you can check out that tour. You'll get to see Charlie and Shawn.
Yeah, we're going to try to talk to Charlie here. We'll hopefully next week you'll get to hear that interview on the phone with Charlie. But he's got a song out too. I'm being told Monday is when you can hear our Charlie Puth interview.
Got it.
His new song's called Attention.
Yeah, you just want attention.
Remember, Charlie Puth, one of the few people in the world that has perfect pitch, meaning you tell him, hey, can you play a G sound? And he will hum it, and it sounds exactly like a G chord. So cool. So we'll talk to Charlie Puth on Monday, and we'll see if he's working with Shawn Mendes, hopefully on that song they were talking about. But I think we do have a winner on the phone.
What?
Big Al Mack, another musical icon over here.
Huh.
Please hit us with your rap.
Come on.
Her name is Mary or Patty, but we know one thing, Omar's not her baby daddy. Beat.
You are not the
bang.
Yeah, if you missed it, during Feel Good Friday, Omar called us. And,
Yeah, man.
For months and months, he's been waiting for this call. And we're like, what is it, man? You got a cool job or something? You're moving somewhere? I am not the father.
I am not the father.
Oh, man.
All right, let's go to our phones. Hey, Trish.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good this morning.
Well, I bet you're doing even better now that you got in for Beat the Bank.
I sure am. I have been trying to get in with you guys forever.
What are you up to today?
I am getting ready to go to a high school rodeo for my son.
Whoa.
High school rodeo.
Yes, ma'am.
They do all of the regular stuff you'd see at a rodeo, like they rope stuff and wrap up the ankles, and I don't know what else they do. They buck broncos.
I don't know what you call it.
Wrestling or something?
Yes, ma'am. My son rides bulls, and he team ropes.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
Now, as a parent, you have to be extremely scared when he's up there, right?
Yeah, sometimes, yes.
What's the worst injury he suffered doing that stuff?
Oh, well, let's see. He's had a broken arm, a broken foot.
He loves
it. The ribs.
Oh, he loves
but it. But it's like, you're a stud, though. When you get injured like that.
Yeah.
You're like,
no, my friend tried it one time and almost died. Oh. Honestly, yeah. One time.
Whenever I meet people that do rodeos, they're like superheroes to me.
Yeah.
How do you do that,
yeah,
man?
For
it's
sure.
Scary. Well, Trish. We'll get you some money for that hospital visit.
Buy a little something to calm the nerves, you know.
Yeah, a little something to calm the nerves while you're at the rodeo, Trish. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe sneaking something in that. Yeah, this is a coffee mug.
Yeah. We're going to put you inside our bank vault with our banker. He's going to throw dollar amounts your way. Somewhere in there, he might even throw in a safe deposit box, which we just filled. I watched the guys fill them up.
Yeah, it's exciting.
If you do happen to stop on that, you'll get to choose between one, two, or three. Jenna will open that one, and you get what's inside. Now, should you choose not to say stop there and you keep going, it can get up to $1,000. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. If you don't and it closes, you get nothing. Even if he says $1,000, you still have to yell stop, okay?
All right.
You know how it is. It's like when you're yelling at your son when he's down there. You're like, stop! Yell just like that.
I will make sure it's loud enough.
Big Al Mack, how are you feeling, sir?
I'm feeling like 8.0 seconds.
Is that a perfect ride?
It is a perfect ride, right?
Is it? I hope so.
Is it 8 seconds or 7 seconds?
I think it's 8 seconds.
I think it's 8 seconds.
Yeah.
There's a song about that. I can't think of it right now.
I just know Tim McGraw wrote a bull named Fu Manchu.
That's correct.
That's all I know. All right, Trish, let's play.
Beat the bank!
$180. 220. 260. 310. 380. 400. Safe deposit box.
Stop. Oh, yeah, Trish!
Yeah, you did.
All right, we're excited.
We get so excited when people stop.
Oh.
Now, don't get too excited yet, because Trish still has to pick between one, two, or three. Trish,
three.
What will it be? Three. That was a quick answer.
Okay.
All right.
I got it.
Jenna's got the three.
You ready?
That's the high school locker.
It is. Okay. Opening up your paper.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this one's simple.
Yeah.
It just has dollar amount.
A dollar amount. What is that dollar amount, Jenna Owens?
It's cash.
Uh-huh. Okay.
$1,001.
Oh.
Yay!
There you go, girl.
How about that?
There we go.
Yay!
What are you gonna do with $1,001, Trish?
I don't know.
Hey, you don't know.
Probably
spend
it on rodeo.
Yeah. That's right. Spend it on the rodeo.
There you go,
my girl. Well, just for fun, Trish, even though you got more than you could have won if you stayed let's see how high it goes.
All right.
460. $550. $580. $630. $680. $730. $880.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and your face banker, because we got more than that.
Yeah. 1,000.
There was no way you were losing today.
Yeah, you had a win-win right there, girl.
This was your lucky day.
$1,001. Good job.
Well played, Trish. You have fun at the rodeo, okay?
Thank you so much.
All righty. Trish.
Awesome. Catching her voice.
Little crying a little bit.
Trish.
Awesome.
Proud mother of a rodeo cowboy.
You never know. It could be the next Bonner Bolton.
Now, is our boy Omar the father of a proud cowboy?
Yep. I am not the father.
Well, there you go, Omar. Not the father. That's how you do it right there. Hey, you guys want to play a fun game next?
Yes, always.
Do you remember the shout-out game?
Yes.
Our boy Nick Adams comes in here and he tells us something, and then if we do that thing or have done it in the past, we yell shout out because we have something to do with that. He'll come in here and host that game show for us next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We brought Nick Adams into the studio.
Hello, Nicholas. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Our official game show host of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah.
He hosts the match game.
Mm-hmm.
And we're bringing back a game we haven't played in a while, right, Nick?
That's right. We have not played the shout out game in a while.
Yeah.
All right. So we thought, hey, let's do this again. And shout out game is where I throw out some statements.
Yeah.
And if you have done them, you say shout out.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, easy.
And it stems back from our great catchphrase, shout out JC or Al. Who started that?
I think JC did. Okay. JC started. I kind of jumped on
board. For my people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it started when you would hear someone's name and you thought they might be
Mexican. Yeah.
And then Al started doing it every time he would assume someone was black.
And then it just turned into anything that sounds Mexican.
Or
tacos.
Anything that you have in common with, you just shout out.
Yeah. The shout out game also is where we found out about Big Al's torrid love affair with Millie Jackson.
You never know what we'll uncover.
Yeah. He hooked up with a celebrity, y'all.
Did we also find out in a shout-out game before that Kelly fantasized about JC? If you've ever fantasized about someone in the office.
Yes.
I also revealed that my wife was pregnant in the shout-out game last year.
You did.
That's right.
So hopefully we'll find out something cool this time.
How old's your baby now, by the way?
He is about to turn 7 months.
Look at that.
Yes.
We're still in the months.
Could be announcing another baby. Wouldn't be unheard of.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Uh-oh. We'll see.
We'll see. here we go. So say shout out if you have an irrational fear. Maybe something like you're scared of birds or you're scared of toilets.
I'm afraid of heights, but that's not irrational.
Right. And I'm not crazy about roaches, but I don't think that's irrational.
That's a very common fear.
No, you have had me come and get a roach from your area.
You just admitted it. Yeah, you're afraid of roaches.
I had a
super irrational fear in high school. I don't find myself in this situation as much, but in school hallways when there's lots of paper hanging on the walls, I was always so scared I was going to get paper cuts in my eyes.
Mm. Wow. Okay, that's irrational.
When you're walking down the hallway in school, there's always posters and papers like flailing in the wind.
So, Jenna, you forgot. Shout out.
Sorry, I forgot the whole point.
She doesn't get a point. She doesn't get a point because she didn't say shout out.
Shoot.
Side note, whenever I watch movies and when you talked about high school and papers and stuff, did anyone go to a high school where on the last day of the year when the bell rings, you throw your papers in the air as you're leaving school?
No.
Yes.
I see that in every movie, and I never had that.
Yeah.
No, never did that either.
You had that, Jenna?
Yeah, we did that.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we didn't
but
do that either.
But I was scared because of the paper cutting my eyes.
Yeah.
I pretty much did it when the bell rang every day. Just throwing papers up.
Because you weren't doing your homework.
No.
Okay, here we go. Who has clogged a toilet at someone else's house?
Oh, shout out. Oh, yeah.
Gosh, that's a thing.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, the worst.
So embarrassing.
This is one of those things that even if I had, I would not admit to it.
Oh, it is the worst.
It's very embarrassing at somebody else's house.
I can't recall doing that.
And there's nothing worse than when you clog the toilet, and it was at my girlfriend's house, my wife now. They had one bathroom in their house.
Yep.
And they didn't have the plunger in the bathroom.
So you had to get it out.
There was a hanger. So I undid the hanger, and I tried to do it that way. Which
tried to snake the toilet?
Yeah. It was just bad.
That's enough description.
Yeah, I won't go into details, but it was an event.
wasn't yours before a date?
Yeah, I was at the girl's house. And
you had to open the door.
I know,
right?
She was out of toilet paper. I mean, well, she had a half roll when I went in there, but I needed more. Hey, man.
Yeah.
That was embarrassing. Hey, extremely hot girl that I've never gone out with before. could you bring me a roll of toilet paper, please? Yeah. Oh, God, that was embarrassing.
Kelly, you left a present before. You didn't.
It was in my own home.
Oh.
That was awful.
It was awful.
I felt awful for you.
That's one of my favorite stories that you've ever told.
Oh,
it's one of the greatest.
We don't need to tell it again.
I know you don't, but
all right.
That's funny.
Well, we're going to do a fat flashback Friday in about an hour with Kelly's present she left.
Yeah,
just
right.
Kidding. We're not.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Who,
look.
Say shout out if you've ever bombed a job interview.
Shout out.
I mean, almost so bad where you both just like, look, this isn't going to work out.
I don't think I have. I mean, I've definitely gone on job interviews and not gotten the job, but I don't think I necessarily bombed it.
Mm-mm. Man, I feel like I'm not participating today.
Yeah. Well, you haven't. But in my defense, I did those for bits for the show.
Oh, well,
true.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, I used to go and intentionally bomb the job interviews.
Right, right.
For kid.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been here so long. I haven't had any. Yeah,
right.
I haven't had any job interviews.
Who has cheated on someone?
Oh, shut up. I mean, no secret, you know. I mean, I'm not. That was old Al.
Yeah,
that was back.
New Al doesn't do it.
Way, way, way back.
New Al's tired.
But yeah, New Al's tired.
More than five times.
More than five times. What? Have I cheated
on? Yeah,
on five different women, or was it
or
the same person?
Same person five times.
No, more
five different women.
Five different women.
Please clarify. Back in the player days, dog. I mean, that's
Al was a player, but now he's tired.
Right. Yeah. How many times did you get caught?
Five.
You got caught every time.
Or the same amount.
Yeah.
You wasn't a good player. You're a player.
Yeah.
Who has stolen something from work?
Oh, shout out.
Shout out.
Okay.
I mean, you take a roll of toilet paper. I mean, this is back in my poor days when I was like, oh, man, I don't have any toilet paper. I'm just going to take a roll. Or, you know, but it's not like I've printed off stuff at work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that using the company stuff for my personal use?
Sure.
I wouldn't consider it stealing either because it was when I worked at a restaurant, but the restaurant sure did consider this stealing. When I used to do catering events, they wouldn't eat all the food. We were required to bring it back to the restaurant and throw it away.
No.
That was the requirement. So I would go store it next to the trash can, and I would wait till I got off work, and I would steal the food and take it home.
Smart.
Yeah, because it's going to go to waste. Oh, and I have known, and I'll admit this, at the Keurig, if I know I'm running low on coffee and I'm going home for the weekend, I'll just grab a couple so I can have a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah, I've done that a couple times.
Kelly!
Okay, good. I'll admit that.
I did it for my wife.
But when I buy a flavor I don't particularly care for, I bring it to work and let y'all have it.
See?
So I have replaced what I have stolen.
I've been accused of stealing a wedding ring when I worked at Hyatt. I used to work at the Hyatt Regency, checking people into the hotel. And it went so far as I had to take a lie detector test.
Wow. Whoa.
A real test from the police?
Somebody,
but you hadn't stolen it.
I hadn't stolen it, but it came up missing. Somebody left it at the front desk for someone else to pick up, and I was working at the front desk. So I had to take a lie detector test, and I apparently passed. They never let me know, but I didn't get fired. But I was accused of stealing a ring.
Dang. But you didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
Not guilty. You got to feel me.
Yeah.
Wasn't me.
Okay, say shout out if you have missed a flight because you are too hungover.
Shout out.
No, it's all you, JC.
Vegas? Yeah. Or?
No, I was actually back home in San Diego, probably 2 years into this job, and we partied right the night before, all the way to like 3 a.m. I was at the airport. I made it to the airport.
You slept through the call.
But I sat down at a restaurant, got breakfast, and I just flat out fell asleep on the table. And I woke up an hour after the flight took off.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't miss my flight, but the most hungover I ever was after your wedding. In the airport.
Yeah, you were.
That's right, girl.
In the airport, I got sick. I was so sick until my flight took off in the airport. It was the worst.
And then that flight just seems so much longer.
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh yeah, I had the bag out on the flight.
And they're so condescending too when you are. I was like, I was over there. And they're like, you didn't hear your name 8,000 times? No.
No, I'm drunk still.
Sorry.
Who has danced in the rain with a significant other?
Shout out.
Oh, JC.
Of course. But because of the freaking notebook.
Oh,
JC.
But you danced?
Yeah, we did like a little slow dance.
It's one of those other things you see in movies, but people don't really
do. It's not that cool.
No.
It was
nothing,
awful.
Nothing, you, no.
It was just
nothing involving water is as cool as it looks on TV.
Yeah, my wife looked at me. She's like, this is dumb. I'm like, yeah.
Say shout out. Who has ever saved someone's life?
I don't know. How do you know?
You
stop somebody from walking out in the street.
I pulled a little girl out of the ocean when I was like 11 because mm-hmm. she looked like she was struggling.
My cousin saved my life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like 2 years old and I fell off a pier and my mother was big pregnant way up at the house and my cousin jumped in and saved me.
Wow.
She said I was lying in the water. She's like, it was shallow, but she said it was like Jesus on the cross. My arms were stretched out. Mm-hmm. My eyes were wide as saucer, but I was just below the surface of the water. She said she'll never forget it.
Oh, my
and
God.
She jumped in and saved me.
And my daughter, too, she fell into a pool. We were at a pool party once. Have I told this story before? I think I did. But we were at a pool party, and my wife walked inside. I was outside with the kids, and I noticed it was too quiet. And I looked over. I couldn't see Chloe. And I just saw a little bit of hair in the water, so I ran over there. She had just fallen in, and the water was still bubbling, and so I just grabbed her.
Yeah.
But that could have been bad,
because
it shows you how fast.
We probably all saved
quietly.
Life, never thought
about
it. I
like to take credit for saving Claudia's life.
Your best friend?
My best friend that works in the office. Yeah, we were at a Mexican restaurant, and everyone's laughing.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at her, and everyone thought she was drunk. Everyone was drinking, and like she was going to get sick, and she climbed over the back of her chair and ran inside the restaurant, so I followed her, because her husband's like, oh, she's just drunk. She's going to get sick. I could tell something was up, and I whacked her on the back. She was choking on cheese, and it came out all the way to the ground.
Yeah, you
like,
did.
Stretched out.
For sure saved her life. That's like for real. You saved her life.
I just like to say that I did.
Yeah.
All right. Final question of the shout out game. Say shout out if you have a scheduled medical procedure next week in the hopes of saving someone's life.
So that must be Chase.
It's not me.
It's not me.
A medical procedure scheduled next week.
Are you a donor match for someone?
Nick, are you?
Shout out.
Whoa! You were a match?
Well, I'll tell you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Nick Adams.
Yes.
We've been patiently waiting to hear what the big news is after the shout-out game.
Yes. So, at the tail end of the shout-out game, the last question was, who has a scheduled medical procedure in hopes of saving someone's life?
Yeah.
There's a mouthful, and...
nobody shouted out.
Except for me.
Except for Nick.
I shouted out. Yes. And so I've been keeping a pretty big secret from you guys for several months now.
What?
And Robert and Big Boss George are the only ones that know everything that's going on.
Yeah, I heard, I kind of overheard a little bit.
That's okay. And so, yeah, I am a match to donate some stem cells to a 60-year-old man with leukemia.
That's so cool.
That's all I know about him.
You don't know where he lives.
I don't know. He could be anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
I don't know a thing about
That's
him.
Part of it is the privacy of it, right?
Correct. We want to keep everything, people's medical privacy is a big deal. So I can tell you it's going to be next week. I can't tell you exactly which day or where. It's not here. I'm flying somewhere else to do this, and I'll be gone for a few days. And so, to backtrack where this whole story started, a little over a year ago, we had a little girl came in. She came into the studio to talk about a bone marrow drive that she was putting on because she was looking for a bone marrow donor.
Yeah.
And so, I've learned a little bit about bone marrow these last few months. And so, bone marrow, it's obviously in your bone.
Mm-hmm.
Bone marrow makes stem cells. Stem cells make your red and white blood cells.
Okay. Huh. Yeah.
So you need that to
did not know that.
Be healthy.
All right.
And is that what cancer attacks?
And so, well, your cancer, I believe, attacks the bone marrow. And so your bone marrow
can't produce any of that stuff. That's right.
And so based on the patient is the treatment that the donor goes through. So if they say they need bone marrow, they would put someone to sleep, go in, extract bone marrow, put that bone marrow in the recipient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Which one are you doing?
I'm donating stem cells, and basically it is a really intense form of giving blood. It's basically what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But joining us on the phone is Raphael. He's from DKMS.org, and he can kind of explain this a lot better than I can kind of help answer some questions and stuff. So, hey, Raphael.
Hey, Nick. Thank you very much for having me on.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about all you guys?
We're doing awesome. This is great news to hear that Nick is going to be able to help somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. And his definition was spot on, and I'm just here to give a little more info on that.
Okay.
The method of donation that he is going to be moving forward with is called peripheral blood stem cell donation. So it's an apheresis procedure. So in case anybody has ever donated platelets before, it looks almost sort of the same thing. It's just a little longer of a procedure. And what he's going to be doing is basically in a bed or in a chair with his arms sticking out in front of him. A sterile needle is going to be placed in one arm. His blood is going to be passed through an apheresis machine, which is going to filter out these things called hematopoietic stem cells.
Uh-huh.
They're blood-forming cells that will turn into platelets, red blood cells, white blood cells. And when you provide those blood-forming cells to a patient who's already gone under chemo and radiation, they will adopt those cells, adopt his immune system, and jumpstart it. Whoa. And that's how pretty much these donations work.
Isn't that insane?
You're putting your blood up for adoption, Nick.
I guess so. I guess so. And so, Raphael, the timeline of when I am donating the stem cells and the timeline of the recipient are it's very important to keep everyone on the right timeline, right? Because he's going to be going through a treatment of his own at the same time, right?
Exactly. So in order to make sure that he can, or they can, or she can, they can all accept the stem cells, they need to make sure that they put them under chemotherapy and radiation to get rid of all the malignant cells that they have. And then that way, when you do provide your cells to this particular patient, they will be able to accept them. It's a lower risk of rejection with the chemo and radiation.
Wow.
So, Nick, you've had to be a really good boy.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, you know, not get sick and stuff?
It actually hasn't been as difficult as I thought it would be. So this process started a few months ago. I got a call. They said, hey, you're potentially a match, because when Hallie was here a few years ago, we all signed up for registry. Yeah, we all did.
And it was so weird.
Very simple to do.
Because Jenna and I both got phone calls over Christmas, voicemails, because I didn't recognize the number calling. And I called back, and then we never heard anything again.
You never got a call.
And then Nick got the same call, I guess.
Raphael, what are the odds that you're going to be a match for somebody?
Every year, 14,000 American patients are looking for an unrelated donor, and less than half will get that. Six out of every 10 patients will not be able to find a donor.
I just lost a friend, a buddy of ours. He's a friend of the show that went on the kids' trip. His name's Rowan, and he was waiting for a bone marrow transplant for basically his whole life, and we weren't able to find him one.
And Raphael, the cool thing to me that I hope everyone in Kid Nation hears is that it's so easy to sign up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just a swab of the mouth with like a big Q-tip is basically what it is. Is that right, Raphael? How can people that are listening reach out and sign up?
So that's a very great point. It is very easy to register. They can go on to our website, dkms.org. I would welcome folks to go in, read about the process, read about what it means to be a donor. And then there's a very brief questionnaire online where you can sign up, register. Once you put in the information and we make sure that it's, you know, it's medically okay, there's some screening questions, we send you a swab to your home with the two swabs in there and even a return envelope. You swab the inside of your cheek with that. It looks like a Q-tip. Put it into the envelope, send it back to us, and we take care of the rest.
Boom. How long will it take Nick to be back to normal?
So the good thing about this particular method of donation, it's a very fast recovery.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's non-surgical. It's apheresis. Within a week, we would say that he'll be feeling like 100% Nick.
Okay.
Okay, two questions that I have, Raphael. First, you said he has to fly somewhere. Uh-huh. Who covers the airfare on that? I mean, that's just a legitimate
question.
You know,
insurance?
Absolutely legitimate question. We cover for the travel cost.
Oh, wow. Okay.
With our donors, we facilitate everything. We have to fly out. We facilitate the hotel the night before, the travel. For the donation, we also pay for a companion to accompany the donor to ensure they're not going to the facility all by themselves. We handle all those logistics and our teams here. So, for example, the team that reaches out to the donors when they're first match, and then the team that works with the donors once they're confirmed to be the primary donor, like Nick has, we do a very good job of making this as convenient as possible for our match donors.
Okay. Wow. Okay. And second question, if you're ever needing a TVDR, Tito's vodka drinking recipient, I'm probably a person that could donate for that.
We'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But, Al, I love that you brought up the paying for everything, because not once in months, I've done several different checkups, appointments.
Right.
A few weeks ago, I was gone for a day. my kid was not sick, which is what I told everyone. Yeah. I flew to a different city for the day and did all these checkups and physicals. It was an all-day thing.
Sneaky Nick.
Flew back. Not once have I asked to pay for anything. Not once have I even had to give them my insurance information. I mean, they take care of
everything.
Everything.
Good to know.
And my dad's going to go with me. So like you said, a companion will be there. So that'll be really neat.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely get tested because, look, a week's worth of feeling uncomfortable could save somebody's life.
Right.
And give him another, he's 60-something years old, give him another 40 years.
And, you know, when there was never a point where I wasn't going to do it, but when I heard his age, I thought, well, my dad's 60, my father-in-law's 60.
Yeah,
you know,
could be
uncles. Yeah. I mean, I think about those people, and it's like, man, if my dad needed a donor.
Right.
Man, I would hope that someone out there would do this
in
too.
In the whole world. Isn't it amazing what science can do nowadays?
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well done, Nick.
Thanks.
I'm glad you're doing it. I'm glad you were a match. Raphael, thank you for what you do as well, sir.
Thank you very much for having us on again. And please, all, like I mentioned before, our website, dkms.org, there's a lot of information on there. Go on. It's easy to register. It's easy for someone to give a patient a second chance at life.
Perfect. We'll hook up a link so Kid Nation can check it out.
Thanks, Raphael.
Bye, Raphael.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you going to do it here? You know where you're flying yet?
I know where I'm going, and, you know, I've got flights booked and rental cars and hotels. Yeah. All that's booked.
In the States?
It's in the United States, yes. So I'll be gone for a few days, but, yeah, I can't tell you.
Okay.
But once I'm back and everything's all good, I can talk about my experience with it then.
So. Perfect. Okay. Can't wait to hear it, man.
Yeah, man. Good job,
good
bro.
Thank you.
Good job, Nick.
Yeah.
Hero Nick.
Look at him. Aggie done good.
I mean, seriously, so many times people probably find out they get the call to the match and like, oh, I didn't ever think I'd be a match.
Oh, I gotta go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know how many times people are like, not gonna do it.
For sure. Ooh, I'm afraid of needles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it was really funny when I was taking an Uber to the airport from getting all these physicals a few weeks ago. My Uber, I told her what I was doing, and she said, I signed up for that, and I'm just waiting for a call. So it was really cool that someone else was aware of it.
Yeah,
just trying to get the word out. So it's
important.
And then
it's following through when you get the call.
That's right.
Yeah.
Way to go, Nick.
So dkms.org. Thanks, guys.
No, thank you, Nick.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Get rid of all your buses?
Buy one, get one free, huh?
Oh,
okay.
Tired of it. Done.
It's just not making them money.
Fire sales, not what that's called.
Buy one bus.
Burn them
one
out.
Buy one, get one free. Wow.
Yeah, make it a real fire sale. Hey, Nicole.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm so excited I might throw up.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't throw up.
Let's not do that because we got to make sure we can hear you say stop.
Yeah, well, then we got to clean it.
Yeah. Are you at work?
So funny story. I decided to come in late to work today, and I was just like, well, you know, I'm really tired. I have the ability to do that. And, yes, I'm currently sitting in my work parking lot right now.
Perfect. Right. It worked out for you because you heard your name and you were the first one to call back. Now, we're going to give you the rules real quick. You know how it goes. Inside the vault, banker, dollar amounts increasing. You yell stop when you think it's the size it's going to go. There's safe deposit boxes you could choose. There's three of them. You choose one of those. You get whatever's inside. If you pass that up, keep going. That's fine. Can get up to $1,000. If you don't say stop and it closes, you get nothing, okay?
Okay.
We don't want that to happen, though, Nicole.
Right.
That's the last thing we want. How you feeling this round, Al?
I'm feeling like he's going to be a little stingy today. I don't know.
But it's Friday.
I know it's Friday.
He's very generous earlier.
Yeah. Okay. Just be careful, okay? Be careful.
Feel it out, Nicole. You go with your gut feeling. All right, let's get you paid so you can go inside work and get paid again. All right, let's play.
Beat the bank. Eighty, 120, 210, 270, 360, 440,
470.
$470.
Can't handle it.
She's like, no, I'm out.
Al, you scared her.
I scared you, but you know what? You got $470.
She was about to throw up anyway. Yeah. You scared her.
Honestly, I will take anything
for you.
I hear you. You could buy so many Tums with $470. What are you going to do with that money?
Okay, so my mom lives 12 hours away, so I'm going to go see her, and I'm engaged, so I'm going to put some of that money away for the wedding.
Perfect. Well, that's your money to keep. Let's see how high it would have gone.
$520.
Still good.
$600.
Still good.
$610.
$470, girl.
That's a little stingy one.
Yeah, well played, Nicole. Enjoy your money, okay?
Thank you guys so much. I've been listening to this show for such a long time, so this is crazy for me. But you guys have a great day.
Thank you, Nicole. Have a great weekend, and don't throw up, okay?
Thank you.
Bye, Nicole. Have a great day at work. Thank you for listening.
Feel good Friday for you.
Yeah, hold on, too. We got to get you all set up with your payment.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Real quick, this unicorn frappuccino.
Yeah.
At Starbucks. People are going crazy over it.
Well, they're not going crazy in a good way.
No.
They were lining up to try it, but very disappointed in the flavor.
Yeah. And you know who's also going crazy?
Who?
Their employees.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, all the baristas that work at Starbucks are going nuts because they're saying, hey, we don't have all the ingredients. It's like all these people are coming in and ordering them. We're having to stay longer. People want to request to make them look like they do in the pictures.
Yeah, like very artistic.
It's like, yeah. So a lot of them are going on Reddit and they're complaining about the chaos that the Frappuccino's causing them.
You don't want a ticked off barista on your hands,
yeah,
dude.
One of them said, I was off at 7. We sold 400 and it just kept going. I never thought I'd have a near breakdown while covered in pink dust. Another wrote, any other baristas feel like putting severed unicorn heads in CEO Howard Schultz's bed with a note saying never again?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And then there was another barista that was driving home and decided to pull out the phone and record their frustration. The day that the Frappuccino was introduced to the world. Here you go.
All right, you guys. So I don't normally do this as much as I want to. But today it's kind of needed. I need to rant just a little bit.
That's right.
So, as most of you know, I work at Starbucks, and the new Unicorn Frappuccino came out today. So, because it's been so popular online, everyone's like, oh my gosh, I need to try it when it comes out. Well, today it came out, and I have to tell you, please don't get it! I've never made so many Frappuccinos in my entire life. My hands are completely sticky. I have unicorn crap all in my hair and on my nose. I have never been so stressed out in my entire life. It has been insane. If you love us as baristas, for the love of God and everything that is good, don't get the unicorn Frappuccino.
I love the angsty barista.
Oh, man. Doesn't part of you want to find where he works and go order a bunch of them?
I want him. I'm going to hire him to be a bartender.
What a stud. Yeah.
I love him.
There's some good news for these baristas. On the bright side, the unicorn Frappuccino is only going to be offered through Sunday. Hallelujah on that one.
Oh, see, man. This was Starbucks. They've made a lot of money doing it. Got a lot of pictures, a lot of social media,
of
PR, and then it goes away.
Yeah. The downside
is like the unicorn.
If they run out of ingredients before Sunday, they're just going to flat out say no. And that's gonna happen because everybody's running to Starbucks to get this thing. And they're going to have to say no to thousands of angry customers who want a Frappuccino that's pink and blue and sour and tastes like sour mangoes.
Either that or you're going to have thousands of angry baristas from coast to coast. Well, all over the world, I guess.
And if a bunch of these baristas quit, you know.
Yeah. Where are we going to go get our coffee?
Yeah.
But, if they do quit, should they go
Al, I bet if you walked in and ordered just a black coffee, he'd break down in tears. So happy.
You would be their hero if you did that. I want somebody go in there and order a unicorn frappuccino and go, just kidding, just a black coffee.
Yeah, Grande Pike, please.
Just see the happy tears roll down their faces.
I love you.
But just in case a bunch of them quit, this segment was brought to you by our friends at ZipRecruiter.
Oh, right. That's where they'd have to go if they need a job.
ZipRecruiter.com can hook you up, Starbucks. If a bunch of these people quit, all you got to do is post your job listings.
There you go.
And you know what ZipRecruiter's going to do?
What?
They're going to post it to like 100 different websites.
Yeah, they are.
All over the place. They're going to do all the grunt work.
And social media, too. And Facebook
social media.
And Twitter.
Yeah, you don't have to check the emails. You don't have to be calling people. Let ZipRecruiter handle that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Big Al, you use it.
I do. I've hired 3 people. They are still working for me today. Got them all at ZipRecruiter.com.
Now, in fact, if you want to try it out for free and you have a small company or you have a large company, it doesn't matter. ZipRecruiter works for everyone. You can try it out for free if you go to ZipRecruiter.com/kid. That's ZipRecruiter.com/KIDD.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, you guys, get excited.
What's up?
Next week in studio around this time.
Who, Tom Cruise?
Gray Drake,
Al. Oh, wow.
Even better. Even better.
Way better.
But this week, we got to settle for the phone.
And I'm happy to jump on your couch next week, guys. Happy to.
Are you bringing Samuel L. Jackson with you?
Yes, we do travel everywhere together.
I see that on your Facebook page.
How weird is it that I walk out of an interview with Kurt Russell for Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and just right coming in, barreling into the room is Sam Jackson. And he sees me, and we both stop, and he goes, "Well, look who it is." And I go, "Man, they'll let anybody in this place."
Oh, I love your guys' relationship.
I love him so much. So he was in there talking to Kurt Russell to have like a mini Hateful Eight reunion. And when he came out, you're in the hallways of hotels and everybody has to be quiet because interviews are going on, unless you're Sam Jackson.
Oh, yeah, he yells.
So he starts yelling, "Gray Drake, Gray Drake."
Oh, that's so cool, Gray.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. It's like flattering and completely unbelievable and ridiculous and amazing and hilarious, and I love him. And
that's awesome.
It's the best. So, yeah, so what do? You take a photo, and I pet him with my coonskin cap.
That's what I would have done.
He looks at my hat, and he goes, I was like, we're fulfilling your lifelong dream of taking a photo with me in a coonskin cap. And he's like, "That's racist."
What a start.
All right.
Well, what movies are coming out this week, Gray?
Well, first we've got a movie called Free Fire, which is about a gun deal, illegal of course, gone hilariously wrong, and it stars Oscar winner Brie Larson and also the dashingly handsome Armie Hammer from The Social Network and Man from U.N.C.L.E., Lone Ranger. I could go on because I think he's a dreamy dream dreamboat.
He is dashingly handsome. You are right.
Oh, boy, is he. And so this is a movie that is, speaking of Sam Jackson, it's kind of Quentin Tarantino-esque. It is super violent, super funny. There's a lot of hilarity in it. And did I mention it was violent? Because it is.
Very violent.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got one location and lots of laughs. It is 72% fresh on the tomato meter right now.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah, it's doing good. So we've also got a movie called The Promise. And this one stars Oscar Isaac and Christian Bale as two men who are in a love triangle with Charlotte Le Bon, a lovely French woman. And in this movie, she's playing an Armenian woman. Now, the movie takes a really serious turn because it is about the Armenian genocide.
Oh.
Now, I'm far too ignorant to understand the nuance of what actually happened, but the Turkish and the Armenian are constantly arguing over what happened in this particular event, and the Armenian people want it recognized as an actual genocide. Regardless of what the truth is, it is a very big deal in their culture, and this movie centers around these people who get pulled into it, and their lives are in great danger. So, unfortunately, our critics are saying that this isn't really the best representation of the event that they could have imagined, so it's 45% rotten. But it's worth mentioning that every dollar from every ticket sold to The Promise gets donated to charity.
Oh,
that's cool.
Very cool.
It is super cool. I've never heard of that
Me
before.
Neither. Yeah.
But it was privately financed, so no studio has any stake in it. And they're donating to several charities, with the first one being Elton John's AIDS Foundation, and you can find the list of the other ones online, and I think that's so cool that it's a really good reason to see the film. Having said that, let's get to the trashiest movie this week.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it.
This is where Gray Drake lives. Unforgettable.
All right.
Which one's this movie?
He forgot.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, exactly, right? They're just asking for it with that title. So, Katherine Heigl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, saw the preview.
Done.
A little commercial for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she is a jilted ex-wife, and Rosario Dawson.
Oh, now, yeah.
She is the new girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So this movie belongs to the genre that I like to call two ladies fighting over a dude.
Yeah, because that's what we do.
That's what we do, and we need to stop it, ladies. Let's go on a let's fight about it until we're all dead.
Hey, somebody got to die.
Since I'm something of an expert in this genre, I will say this is neither the best nor the worst movie that I've seen. It's not incredibly creative, but what I really admire is how committed Katherine Heigl is to playing a psychopath.
I mean, you got to admit, she just gets a bad rap, but she's a good actress. I mean, but I couldn't believe it. Like, remember when she did that, like, NyQuil sleeping commercial?
Mm-mm.
You know, and she committed to that part.
Yeah.
She's like, I know you know I'm a movie star, but I'm doing a NyQuil commercial because I got to pay the rent.
I'm all
in. She's committed.
Okay.
I mean, that's not much of a stretch. I did my own NyQuil commercial last night. Yeah. No one was there to film it.
But Catherine, you're right about her commitment, I have to say, because in this movie, she has like a whole extended scene of angry hair brushing in the mirror.
Yeah.
And at the climax of the film, when the ladies are duking it out, which isn't a spoiler because that's always how these movies go, she has some really interesting moments, like real surprises. So I would say that if you're in the mood for some pre-summer trash, Unforgettable is actually a really good choice. Then you've got Rosario Dawson, on the other hand, who is every bit as pleasant, wonderful, and full of light and love as her character seems. And so I just bought the whole thing. I had a great time watching it. But it did not screen for critics.
Oh, that's a bad sign.
I know. So Unforgettable, I would say, try to remember it this weekend.
Very forgettable. Very forgettable. What we're not forgetting is that next week in studios that you're coming in here, Gray. We can't wait to see you.
Woo! Get your couch ready because I'm going to make you happy that you don't have Tom Cruise there instead.
No. Yes, ma'am.
We got to make a note to buy a couch.
Yeah, we got
to
get a couch.
Wear something sexy.
Yeah. Oh, Gray's always looking sexy. Gray from RottenTomatoes.com. Thank you so much.
Yay.
I'm getting my couch jumping shoes ready right now.
All right. We'll see you then.
Next week.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.